Are you tired of no podcast to listen to in your ear hole, internet?
I don't even think they can hear us now.
Guys?
I think they are tired of it, but...
Can you finally hear us?
I think their ear holes have closed up.
Dude, I think we found the right frequency. Now we can communicate with the outside world.
Oh, good. Finally.
Our technology was bad, but now it is repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Science fiction...
Shit.
Let me just hammer these transistors.
Yep.
I think we have signal now.
Yeah, we do.
There's Popcast. The... Popcast is go.
Hey, everybody.
You got a theme song for us or what? What are you doing here?
No.
Come on, you fuck. God damn it.
I'll tack it in.
You can't.
What? I don't have it snooted.
So disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Well, welcome to noncanon.com presents The Spy vs. Spy, the podcast.
Tom McHenry Memorial Studios.
Welcome to vintage Tom McHenry Memorial Death Mask Studios.
Death Mask?
Yeah, I thought we'd make a death... We should make a death mask of Tom McHenry.
I totally agree.
We could put Mossman's skin on the outside of it.
Ugh. Mothman's no worse than Skunk Man, if you ask
me. I know. What was the deal with that? Can I tell you something about action figures from the 1980s?
No, let me tell you. Speaking of action figures from the 1980s, I heard you got a little, you're doing a little something there.
Never mind what I'm doing over here. What about what we're doing here all together on the internet?
What are we doing?
I don't know. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast, everybody.
Cast,
welcome
cast,
back.
Cast.
Welcome back to us. Welcome back to you. Welcome back.
I don't
back.
Have to waste my vocal cords doing that. Cast.
Oh, hey, that's using your noodles.
I'm not going to dry my throat out while seeing Cast a bunch of times.
Wasn't that guy from The Offspring called Noodles?
I think you're right.
Why would you be called that?
I don't know.
To yourself.
Doesn't sound
us.
Particularly virile.
No. And, like, weren't those guys, when they first came out, weren't they all trying to be, like, tough and, like, serious and stuff?
I think. Oh, you think it was, like... It was an attempt to be, like, ironic. You know how a bunch of gay guys are called Butch? Right?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's really punk to have a shitty name.
Or, like, when you call your wiener a hot dog, you know?
What do you mean?
Because it's not really a hot dog. He's not really a noodle. So that's... Yeah. He's making you think twice.
I guess that's true. Meat noodle?
Meat noodle. That's his... Yeah. Meat Noodle Preston Esquire. That's him. Yeah, no, they were trying to be tough with their...
And then at the end, they were
braids.
Trying not to be tough.
What was their song after that?
Obladi Oblada, get a job.
I'm gonna cross the street when I see you walking by. I'm keeping to myself.
Speaking of Offspring.
Reading a book in my coat.
Speaking of Offspring.
Yeah? What? Oh, you got big news? You announced some big news?
Yeah, I'm adopting Spencer.
Whoa.
He and I talked about it, and we figured it would be a good idea. I hope that's okay with you.
Did he figure that at all?
Yep.
Doesn't sound like him.
He heard I had more Nintendos.
Yeah, that would do it, too.
I got all Nintendos.
Oh, man. So he's on this kick of, like... Where he's gonna withhold himself from stuff to get back at me or something? Like,
what do you give a shit?
He's like, can I play the NASCAR PlayStation game right now? And I'm like, no, you can play it later. And he's like, well, if I can't play it now, I won't play it later.
And like, <All right. laughs>
and that's like his big move. He thinks he's got me there, you know?
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But he does that shit about everything. Huh. He goes to do spin paint tonight. I'm like, you can do it tomorrow. Well, if I can't do it tonight, I won't do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it in 2 days.
Takes so after like the old man.
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm not going to do it now. It ain't going to be never done.
Yeah, I suppose. I do have. All right, you're right.
He learned it from you.
He did learn it from me.
Yeah. So if everyone was wondering where we've been this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
We've been playing Trivial Pursuit in Phil's bedroom.
Have we?
Yeah, all of us have been.
About time.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because I got the thing.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, God, Heather, Trivial Pursuit. for us to read just the cards of in the
Genus,
bed.
Genus 5 edition?
Yeah.
It's, Genus 5 Canadian edition?
The questions are only from 1941, 1985, and Belize.
The Baby Boomer edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... They... That... How many different versions of Trivial Pursuit do you think there have been? Like, not including foreign language, because fuck that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, regular ones that people would own.
Oh, sure. There was, there was the flashback to the 80s.
Earliest one I remember is that dark green box.
All about John Wayne.
That had the polyhedral dice in it.
Polyhedral.
Character sheet for my first level elf that only
Sexahedral?
Had one spell. No, but my parents had that really old one that was like, you know, in the early 80s, there was still nothing relevant in it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, there wasn't really, no trivia really started happening yet.
Well, it's actually kind of true, man. People didn't care about trivia as much as they did now.
Did? True.
Previously to now, up Dose. Until present day.
Previously on the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
I can't get my car to start.
Charlie. Yeah.
Look out, a plane. Look out.
That's right.
A calf.
Boy, that calf reminds me of a 45-minute story of the one time I saw a cow. Mobisode.
Yeah, you'll have to download that separately.
Yep. Dude, we should start doing Mobisodes.
Imagine if we did tangent Choose Your Own Adventure episodes where it's like, if you'd like to know more about the time Phil saw a cow... Download episode number 2.1.
To let Brian talk, press 1.
Everyone's always doing that.
That'd be awesome if it was like...
On-the-fly mixing?
Well, no.
Why not?
Shitty.
You could just turn everybody off and just listen to the sound effects?
No, it'd be funny if, like, you know, if we were like a live show and there was like an applause meter kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Where people were just like clicking, no, shut up, let Brian talk, shut up, you know? And then the little meter would go and then I would have to stop.
So what you're saying is we need to ask people to vote.
Yes.
We'll have the big results episode tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, do you remember way back when we started to try to have votes? We were like, don't forget to vote for us at fucking podcastshithole.whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Not biz.
That was wrong. We should have had people from the beginning just voting for either you or me.
Well,
like not at a different site, just.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want you to find out this way, but we already have been doing that.
Oh yeah, people have been voting in their hearts.
That's right.
You only hear about the voting if you've gotten one.
Look out! It's a plane. I'm getting out of here. Oh, that sounds terrible.
What? Oh, wait, we're not done yet.
Oh, really? Could have fooled bee.
Could have fooled beef.
Yeah. Fold beef. You want to fold some beef, Leonard?
Speaking of folding beef. Dude, took the kids to the bus stop today, and we'd be getting there early, so, like, we see the previous bus full of kids. I guess they go to, like, the prison school or something, because, like... These little shits are just holy fucking turd terrors, man. I can't... Every day we get there, and they're just fighting. It's a group of, like, 8 kids just fighting their asses off. And, like, I remember fighting as a kid. You know, it was fun, you know, wrestling around and whatnot. But these kids are ruthless. Dude. All kinds of kidney punches and, like, trying to intentionally drop kids on the sidewalk on their faces.
Don't you mean roofless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toothless.
Roofless. That's how that's how they say it nowadays.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. You know.
No, I know.
Yeah. Man, yeah, I don't know. I never fought when I was a kid. I never did any of that.
Really?
Never even fought with my brother.
Really?
Meh.
That's a sign of something, dude.
Being an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have a sister.
Oh.
Who's in between us in age. So it's like, there's not just the two dudes.
Right.
Computing. So, maybe that was part of it. Or maybe it was partly that my parents were good.
Could have been...
I don't know.
But they didn't... I don't think there's anything wrong with fighting as a kid. I just think trying to do... Because they're trying to do wrestling moves onto the concrete.
Right.
Which I think
wrestling's fake, though, so don't worry about it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids know that, though.
It doesn't matter. It's the only thing that matters is if wrestling knows it.
Because I walk up and I'm like, hey, kids, you better not do that. And then they're all like,
fuck you, old man.
Man. You know?
Bowling? What is that?
They just fucking bowling at me, you know?
It's going to be a long season of six episodes. Enjoy them.
Till we get these new... Six.
This is a British series.
When have we ever done six in a row?
It's a British series. I mean, yeah. It's going to be six.
All right. That sounds good.
And then we'll have a Christmas special.
Yeah. It'll be the only one you need to see.
Yeah. I'll have the big reveal.
Yeah. Gasp. Gasp.
Long reveal.
You seen any Snuffbox?
Snuffbox.
Yeah. It's a show.
No.
I don't remember the actors' dude's names. You seen the Mighty Boosh there, though? Maybe?
Yeah, no, I've never seen that one either.
Shit. Well, then I don't know. I don't have a frame of reference for the one dude then to give you.
It's not important to me. So really, you should just stop your story because.
Well, it's a show of two guys.
I can't care about that. I can't.
One of them is Denim from fucking. Replacement Denim from. Fucking.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I know. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking the Denim like, from the Mighty Boosh.
Like a jean jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A jean jacket sounds like this.
So scratching it with acrylic nails.
Oh! I don't like that sound. Like sound
okay. Do you know what?
Shit.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I have. Oh, sorry. So that show is good.
Oh yeah. By the way, that show's pretty good.
All right. Well, maybe
it's really funny.
Maybe I'll listen to you tell me about it a few more times before I check it out.
Brian.
Oh,
Brian.
Yes.
There's a show called Snuffbox. Brian. Yeah. Everyone, go check it out. Demonoids back up. I bet they have it.
Were you doing Stewie? Is that what that was?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Because
I've heard you do a better Stewie.
Right. No, I wasn't doing Stewie.
But you were saying Brian. You were talking to me.
I was talking to you.
Oh, god damn it.
Not the dog from that show. He sounds like this.
Woodblock the dog. What the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know. You're going to tell me about your first time.
No, that's not it.
That was your first time.
God damn it, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Sorry. You're talking about denim? Nails? Fingernails?
Oh, okay. I'm not usually the kind of person.
Chalk on a nail board?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah, here's what it sounds like when someone's trying to annoy you in the classroom by grating their fingers in a cheese grater. Not a person to really... Like, if someone says something that's pretty gross... I'm not going to lose my appetite.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going to... I'm not going to visualize it so much that it becomes, you know, physically revolting to me.
Really?
You know how some people, like, they can't hear about...
Take a bite of a sloppy Joe right now, or go grab some ramen.
Yeah.
And get a big
cottage
mouthful
cheese.
Of it.
Cottage cheese.
And, yeah, cottage cheese. And then I will say, hagfish. And
yeah, no, I mean, that's not going to gross me out to the point of, like, I'm not...
No?
I'll just be like, ah, no, that's not cool, but...
I'm not going to think of that right now.
No, and also, like, yeah, I mean, like, I don't... It's really rare for me to, like, lose my appetite if I'm eating something and someone says or does something or whatever. Like, I can, you know, that's pretty rare. But I thought of something that kind of stopped me in my tracks last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A couple things.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
What did it do?
It
you
made
thought of something
me,
that did what?
It made me take off with a jolt.
No,
I just started running.
No.
And then I stopped.
Okay. What was it?
Well, okay, we got this little, you know, we got one of those little milk frother wand things, you know?
Milk frother round wand.
Well, yeah, it's like a
just made.
Little battery operated thing you use and you can whip up coffee, or sorry, yeah, you know, cream for your coffee or
sure.
Whatever, your milk, you know, your milk frother, you know
you'd need a heavy duty frother to get coffee froth going.
That's true. I usually, when I want that, I just wait about 10 minutes and go make it in the toilet.
That's right. Which sounds like yes,
that's the sound of my balls. yeah, so I was thinking, like, what if you got like a mouthful of saliva and mm-hmm. you put that in your mouth and you whipped it up, you frothed up your saliva to spit on somebody. So that was the first thing, and that was like that's pretty gross. But that wasn't like that wasn't like stop you dead in my tracks gross. But what about if you collected? What if you just spat in a jar all day long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Uh huh.
And then you whip that up, and then you have to, then you have to drink it. It's your own spit.
That does. It's my own spit, and I'm still like gag reflex.
Oh, I know. Like it actually makes me feel.
Wow.
It makes me feel ill to think about. And I can think about eating a chunk of poop, and it's not going to make me feel like that.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, you know, it's your own. It's you know, you're in control. You know what? It doesn't.
The urine will foam.
It wouldn't even have to be a jar. You know, it could be. No. It could just be like a highball glass or something. You know.
Right.
You just fill that up. You know what? And I think the whipping is kind of irrelevant to it. But yeah, just drinking a glass of your own saliva. Because, you know, like.
No, something about the thickness of the whipness makes me.
It's worse for sure. And also just the fact that, you know how, like, old saliva just kind of smells the worst? You know?
Uh huh.
Yeah. You know, like, if you lick your arm.
Yeah.
Wipe it off and then you smell it.
Smell what?
Why don't you do that right now?
My arm?
Yeah, smell your arm.
Is this. Science at home.
Science corner. This is experiments.
Brian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Experiments with the Z. Okay.
Lick my arm.
Yep. Lick your arm. Okay. Wipe it off. Smell
it off. Wipe it off with my hand, or wipe it off with?
Yeah, sure, with your hand.
And then I'm just gonna be smelling what my hand smells like.
Well,
I'm just gonna let it dry.
We need a control, so maybe you should get someone else's hand.
Okay, here, I'll wipe it off with the back of this hand.
Now my arm is dirty. It doesn't smell too good.
It's not great, no.
No, and so imagine.
It reminds me faintly of that under the watch band smell.
Sure, nacho cheese.
Yeah, plastic watch band, you know.
Just
gets all foggy under there.
I'm gonna barf.
And then like, so gross. Because like I'd wear my watch for a couple days, you know, and then like take it off, and there'd be all that like. You know, that white skin that you could kind of like roll up into the little spears of white skin death thing. It's gross. Oh, it's such a ugh.
Just bugs in there.
Ugh.
Turbites. So anyway, drinking a glass of your own saliva, you froth that up, get a nice head on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was I thought of that last night. And I was like, man, that's one of the few times in recent memory that I've really grossed myself out.
Just from aimlessly thinking around.
Yeah, and it's not like I was drinking some, you know, half-set Jello and you know, this reminds me of. It's something I was talking about, and it made me kind of grossed out.
Were you eating anything? Were you doing something?
At the time?
Yeah.
No, I was about to eat an artichoke, I think.
Mm-hmm. You weren't, like, right in the middle of,
ducks?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were several ducks around.
Several?
They were very polite. They took turns. They didn't all talk at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about that, finish the Trivial Pursuit story?
Again?
Why not? No, you never told. You just said that you got it.
Oh yeah.
And then what I didn't say was that. No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
But, that was good. No, I got Heather a Trivial Pursuit 20th anniversary edition from years ago.
Because it's your 20th anniversary. That's the joke.
That was the joke for her birthday.
Yes.
It's 20th anniversary of us.
It's her 20th anniversary of being 9 years old.
14.
Wait.
So I got the Trivial Pursuit, and we're not gonna set it up and play it and whatnot. I got it at the Goodwill. I got it for like $3, which is pretty good deal.
That's an excellent deal. Does it have all the pieces? I know it's irrelevant whether it has all the pieces, but
it's got a buttload of cards, which is what I bought it for, and the little dispenser. But yeah, I mean it's got all manner of pie.
Yes.
Yep. Just like what
you had after the game.
Circle boards.
All manner of pie.
And cake.
I
made her a cake. I made her a cake, and it's pretty good.
No, I was talking about her pie pieces.
But it's kind of... Oh, right. Yeah, I know. Yes. Her brown wedge.
Her green pie pieces.
But I made her a cake, and I was like, oh, this will be funny. Because I went to the end, and she's like, make sure it's... I want moist cake. So I went, and I was like, okay, here's ultra moist triple chocolate. All right, triple chocolate. That's like three chocolate. You know.
You know, any cake can be triple moist if you just soak it in water.
Yeah.
Just dump some brandy on it.
I'll just serve it on a desiccant plate, and it will seem moist by comparison.
There you go.
But then she wanted chocolate frosting too, so I'm like, hey, look at that, triple chocolate frosting. So this cake, it kind of hurts my mouth. Like, it's not so that it's so sweet, but it really is just, like, overpoweringly chocolatey. Like, it just makes me, like, just fiend for milk instantly. Just thinking about that cake makes me want milk.
Maybe that's what the Dairy Producers of America could do as a campaign.
Maybe they're in cahoots.
Oh, I bet they are.
Milky cahoots.
Yeah. It sounds like a mobster's name or something.
Is it too late to change the name of the podcast to Milky Cahoots?
No, that's gotcha. today's secret
episode
title.
Name.
Secret okay. Episode title.
That sounds good.
Don't tell anybody, everybody.
I don't want to tell anybody that we're even doing the show. I'm going to post it, but I'm going to post it at the bottom.
I'm gonna make sure it's called Second Period Internet Talking and there Talking Program.
I'm going to backdate the internet, and then I'm just going to be like...
Yes.
Yep.
So you had the cake after, but the Trivial Pursuit you've been keeping on your nightstand.
Yes, we keep it on our nightstand, which is also known as our television. And
which is also known as the pillow.
Right.
Oh, man. What happened to those little pillow screens? Remember those? It was like a little cushion with a like sort of monitor inside of it.
I remember seeing like stuffed animals with TVs in them kind of thing, like TVs for
Teletubby?
Kids.
Teletubby?
Yeah.
It was one of those things like, look what they got in Japan, everybody. No, I don't.
Yeah.
And then it kind of never happened or whatever, but it was like a soft. Yeah. It was a little like plush sort of thing with a screen in it that you could put on your couch or something, and you could, I don't even know if it was a proper TV or if it was just like a, what do you call it?
A TV cozy?
Yeah. No, like, just a picture, one of those picture frames or something like that. I'm not sure if it was really intended for TV, but anyway.
Hey, did you see that dollhouse TV the internet's all about?
Oh, yeah, man.
How about that?
This isn't a news show yet.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
So, yeah, so the Trivial Pursuit game.
Oh, yeah, and it was good, and I won.
Why don't you finish your story again?
But I lost.
Oh. Heather knows more trivia than you.
Way more.
She's the quiz masteress.
Last night's card, I only got one, and it was like, who was the actor in the movie where he was like all paralyzed, and then there was the gay guy, and he had to kind of not get mad about it, and it was Robert De Niro. And I said, Robert De Niro.
And she's like, Christopher Reeve.
But then she was all like, I know who that tennis chick is. I know how many books was in the top 100 from the 80s and 90s. And
do you want to hear a good joke?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, dial back your internet. This is a good one.
All right.
Everyone adjust your, turn the knob. Turn
okay.
It. Okay, good. Yeah. What's the opposite of Christopher Reeve?
What?
Christopher Walken.
That joke had a short shelf life.
I know, it was only good for like about a month.
Christopher Living. Gerg, garg, a barg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
It'll work again once Christopher Walken dies.
Really?
What?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Well, it was a good joke. Why'd you save that one so long? You're like, oh, this joke's getting good.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
It's getting better.
It doesn't matter, because once we commit it to internet lore, history, you know, once it becomes part of the pool, it doesn't matter. It will retroactively be enjoyed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. It becomes part of history. Once it's history, it's all mixed together, you know?
Do you want me to backdate the entry? For the joke?
I want you to enter my backdate.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
let's end this show quickly.
Yeah, we should mosey on out of here. Whoa.
Ugh. Could you just... Well,
I didn't mean for that to be... I was hoping that was going to be jungle sounds. But, I'm still not good at computers.
It's chimpanzees playing the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Chimpanzees are such troublemakers that when you give them a drum set, all they do is play rim shots. One of them, like, smells its butt, and then the other one just plays that.
Yep. It's like,
those
sniff.
Guys, they're troublemakers.
That's pretty good, chimpanzees.
That's
good
not
job.
Bad. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
100 chimpanzees on 100 drum sets will eventually be able to play an Allman Brothers song.
Whoa. That's good, Brad.
Yeah, man, that's deep.
All right, we'll send you.
If I don't say so myself.
Do we still have an email address?
Is there still an internet?
I don't know.
Oh, if shit, I forgot to hit record. Dude, I have forgot to hit record.
Well, yeah.
I know. I'm just telling
you. Oh, and you guys got to update the wiki penis. Is that still running around?
Sticky penis.
I haven't even been to the Spiders and Pie site.
I haven't even been on the internet in 3 months.
I don't even... Who is this?
I don't know what I am.
What's wrong with my
phone? Where am I?
Why is there a TV on my toaster?
I'm so old. I'm holding up a mirror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Like what have things? I done with my life?
You like to picture a Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
And a portrait of her?
Jennifer Gray.
Right.
Old Jennifer nose. Garner. Old nose Jennifer Gray.
I don't know who that is.
Jennifer Gray?
Alias?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, right.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
And then she got a nose job and became not interesting anymore. She doesn't even look the same. She looks like a different person, and it's not good.
Let that be a lesson to you, everybody.
Yes.
So we'll scope you on your other side.
What?
You guys, take it good.
Okay, so if you would like to hear Spy vs. Spy podcast again, dial the number at the bottom of your screen and vote for us. We'll have the results show tomorrow.
Okay. Did we forget something?
No, we don't do that anymore.
The thing we always said at the end?
Like, let's get out of here, Scoob!
Can you... Come on.
What?
Yeah,
oh.
You fucking... Oh.
There
you go. You need the, like... take off after that. You can't just... It's just running in place and stopping. Remember when people used to put all those, you know, sound effects on their window system so that when they closed the window it made that?
I know. Dude, my brother would have it be every time he closed a window, all too easy. He had all the fucking Darth Vader quotes. Like, every window he closed, all too easy.
I just want to hear that. Why don't you just play the clip in your sound player and hear it whenever you... No, it's not as good that way. You gotta hear it every time I alt-tab into...
That's my clicking sound.
I thought you were farting at the beginning.
Well,
whoa, shit. Whoa.
No, wait, I'm in.
No, really, but
he is. By people.
Boss, it's a bird. Boss, D Superman.
What?
Boss, D Superman. Was that was a plane, right?
I think.